How did the Steelers stay busy? Were they in there grinding every day these last, 13, 14 days?
Well, the thing about the Steelers is that even on a bye week, they still practice through Wednesday, and then they take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and they're back Monday, and they practice on Mondays. But this last week when they thought they had were going to play, then they had the bye, they ended up with just one extra day of practice going on that Thursday. And then they only had 3 days off, and then they were back at practice on Monday. And according to the CBA, they're supposed to have 4 days off for it to count as a bye week. But the Steelers got special permission from the league, from the PA, to be able to practice on that Monday. So it's very Steeler way to, at least organizationally, to, even though COVID's happening and this is supposed to be the bye and everything, they're taking minimal time off and they're getting right back to their normal schedule.
And you think everyone on the Steelers roster is on board with that? I know Eric Ebron, expressed the fact he wasn't complaining about working now, but he's like, hey, the bye week was a big deal to me. I think, was it his son's birthday or his wife or something? There was some event going on during the bye week. So I wonder if every single Steeler is like, yeah, let's just keep working.
Yeah, I don't think that every Steeler would have been on board with that decision. I mean, and I think it has less to do with, oh, we want a break, we don't want to be practicing and stuff, and more to do with what they were losing in the future.
Right.
I mean, it's like you said, yeah, Ebron was planning on going back to Houston for his son's birthday party, which he wouldn't have been able to do anyway once they implemented these new protocols that say that you have to stay in the area because you still have to be tested every day. But, like, Vance McDonald said last weekend he spent the entire weekend being angry. He lives a good ways away from Pittsburgh on a farm, and he had to drive in every day to be COVID tested. Guys this week, Vance was upset. Ben Roethlisberger said we've got the short end of the stick. I asked Ebron today point blank, do you still think the Titans should forfeit, even if it means players aren't getting paid? And he said yes. They are definitely really frustrated, but they're never going to complain about having to go in and do the actual work.
Now, I love to ask questions, inside stuff that you may get, but now I don't know how much inside stuff anyone's getting who covers on a daily basis, because all you're getting is the Zoom. But I do wonder if, because I heard the Ben Roethlisberger, that was very public, saying, hey, we got the short end of the stick. I wonder what the Steelers' reaction was in-house to seeing the Titans. They've got this COVID outbreak, and then these pictures come out of these dummies working out, separately off campus. Like, some of the Steelers must have been like, what is happening?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even if our only access is on Zoom, the fact that these guys are speaking out on Zoom and sounding really frustrated there tells you everything you need to know. I mean, this is an organization that doesn't make excuses, that doesn't usually blame other people. At least Mike Tomlin doesn't. It's very, this stinks, but we're going to go about our business. And that was their tone last week. And then this week, after their photos come out of the Titans, practicing together, apparently there were also some photos of them not wearing masks in the facility. Now they're like, okay, this is unfair. We understand that it's COVID and that things were going to happen, but this seems to be completely preventable. And I think that that's where a lot of these guys are now frustrated. And whereas a week ago they were saying, we're just going to roll with the punches, we have a plan, but we'll pivot, we'll be light on our feet. Now it's like, wait a minute, we didn't need to pivot. This didn't have to happen to us. And right now they're the only team that had their bye week taken away other than the Titans. But the Titans now, it's their fault. So I do feel bad for the Steelers.